Jeff Parks knew it was taking all of Dina's willpower not to look his way. And since he had once had that willpower bend to his command, he was well aware of the strength involved. On any other given night, he'd be using his own willpower not to stare, but in light of his recent decision...
Have you been listening to anything I've said in the last 5 minutes?
His friend and fellow Dom, Daniel, asked. Jeff looked back to the man standing at his side. It was late on a Thursday night, and their local BDSM group meeting had just ended. No one was in a hurry to leave, though. Everyone wanted to stay around and talk with Nathaniel and Abby. At the moment, Nathaniel stood beside Daniel, grinning. The guest dominant had led a discussion about keeping dominant-submissive relationships from getting stale. Considering the two scenes Jeff had participated in a few months ago with the married couple, staleness wasn't an issue between Nathaniel and Abby.
Sorry, what? Jeff asked Daniel. Nothing important, just going over plans for the play party tomorrow night. Your house at 10. At least you remember that part, Daniel said in his not-quite-teasing voice.
I've got a lot on my mind. He might as well go ahead and tell Daniel everything. He'd find out eventually, and the two of them had been friends for long enough that he deserved to hear the news from Jeff himself. I'm moving.
You're what?
Daniel asked in shock.
Why?
Nathaniel asked at the same time. Jeff's gaze automatically found Dina again. She was talking with Abby and Julie. Daniel's submissive must have said something funny, because Dina snorted with laughter, shaking her head. Her long blonde hair swayed with the movement.
Ah,
Daniel said.
It's not what you think.
Daniel cocked an eyebrow and crossed his arms.
Julie told me about watching you two play.
Jeff had imagined as much. In fact, he would have been more surprised if Julie had not told Daniel. That night, months ago, he and Dina had played for Julie while she was trying to decide if she could accept her submissive nature. Though that night had helped Daniel and Julie, for Jeff it had served only as a catalyst for his decision to move. He gave a nod in reply. Daniel watched the two women.
It slips my mind sometimes, your history with her. Nothing slips your mind.
Daniel tipped his head.
Does her work within the group bother you?
Dina was the most experienced submissive within their local group. As such, she was often called upon to participate in demonstrations. She also worked with Daniel and other senior dominants when they had mentees. Jeff had uncollared her years ago, and he knew he no longer had the right or authority to dictate what she did and did not do with other doms. He told everyone it didn't bother him. The truth was, though, it did.